So these hay that is tied together, you're allowed to open it up to give an animal to eat. In other words, we have one problem of the tircha that one is being tired for the animal that's permitted. The question is, we have another problem of untying a knot, undoing a knot. So some say that if a knot was a permanent knot, or at least a type of knot was semi-permanent, then it, according to his opinion, will be a problem. So this question, if everybody agrees to this, is there a machlokes, a ma'isa, one should not be making on opening up a something that was tied up with a permanent keshet. Even though this straw is edible, and it seems to me that the string that's holding it together is also edible, even so, one should not open up such a knot. Avol, also l'shavshef v'hem yedayin k'del sho'isim v'ochle v'heima k'dei she'enuichem v'ochle. To rub this straw, whatever, hay, whatever it is, between your hands, so they should soften up a little bit, it should be more comfortable for the animal to eat, that is also. T'shiva ochle b'dom she'enuichem v'multa l'asas ochle. If something wasn't edible by the animal, and you're making it edible, then they permitted you to do some type of tircha, so it should be more comfortable for the behemoth, for the animal. If the animal will be happy to eat it the way it is, just can make it even happier, that you don't have the right to be machiach yourself for that. Branches that cut off the tree, and these are softer branches, fresh branches, that some feed to animals. So those ones you're allowed to rub them and feed them to the animal because that is necessary for them to be edible for the animal. So it's the same rule we saw before, that if you're making it edible, it's permitted to be tereach for the animal. It's not necessary just to make it more comfortable for the animal when it's not allowed to be tereach. Once allowed to cut up pumpkins for an animal, and we're also talking about a case where it won't be edible without it being chopped up. A hard pumpkin. It's something, it's a soft pumpkin, then it's not necessary to chop it up. You're not allowed to do that, like we learned before. To be terrific for something the animal doesn't really need is prohibited, come upon. It has to be something that was picked before Shabbos, because if it was picked on Shabbos, it's muktzah. You know, if it was disconnected by a goy, or fell off on Shabbos, it's still muktzah. Siv Zayin. Chasin fell off near clothing. A carcass can be chopped up and fed to the dogs, even if it died that day. A chiddush, because if it died that day in the onset of Shabbos, it wasn't even to be dog food, and it changed its status on Shabbos when it died. But even so, we say that it's not mukta bein shoyisim asukenis, bein shoyisim b'riya. So in case it was very sick before Shabbos, then before Shabbos he was ready to plan to feed it to the dog, but he knew it was going to die soon. But even if it was healthy, and something happened, and it died, even so, we don't say that since it was an animal, which is muktzah in the beginning of Shabbos, it remains muktzah throughout the time of Shabbos. Yeah. There's a discussion if we pass him to be maker even by a healthy animal. Because once again, a healthy animal was the chalat ayin to be used as dog food before Shabbos. The same thing we learned before. If this meat is a tough meat, then you have to chop it up. So, if you'll eat it, then you're allowed to do it. But if it's not necessary, then it is also to chop it up, because you're not allowed to be matriach when it's not necessary for the animal, even though the animal will enjoy it more when it's chopped up. Ramos says, look in Shin Chofav, and what's the chat with Dach Dach, that's no oichis. If you're allowed to cut meat very finely, this is once again the issue of toichin. And Ramos says, if you're planning to feed it to the bird now, then it is permissible. The Rishon says if you chop them now to feed them later, then you shouldn't do it. Siv Ches, in Choytzim Shachas. Shachas is the stalks of grain which did not get fully developed. So they would cut them when they were partially developed and use the stalks and whatever it was for animal fodder. So you can't, that Shachas, don't chop it up in front of the animal. The same thing with Haruvim, carrots, should not chop up in front of the animals. They document Gas Mishum, Rachitichanami. Same rule, since it was edible without that, and you're not allowed to do it on Shabbat.